Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the Interlude Podcast. I'm your host, Danielle, and thank you for joining me in my journey of self-discovery and unlearning social constructs. On this episode, I'll be continuing the conversation on the sexualization of women and being sexualized and just the many different aspects of it. On the previous episode, I think I focused more on the contribution of mainstream media to how women are treated in real life, and also just how the media perpetuates gender stereotypes that already exist within society. When I put sexuality and the sexualization of women into one episode, I did it because I had wanted to show the impact that one may have on the other. In this case, I wanted to show how being sexualized had affected my ability to express myself sexually and determine what my sexual identity is. Both of these topics are broad and could be explored individually, but for now, I think I will be focusing more on being sexualized. And yeah, so the reason I decided to have part two of this discussion is just because I felt as if in the last episode I had not really explored the nature of sexualization and just the different forms of it, you know, how it affects a person mentally and even physically. To me, I feel like being sexualized is a very violent thing. It's violent because it is imposed on a person inappropriately. No one just asks to be sexualized, and in a way that is a violation. And you know, it's in the little things, like how you know, how you feel a person staring at you in public, and or maybe a person whistling, cat calls. And you know, these are all things that could be spun into, oh, they're just complimenting you and they just think you're pretty and stuff like that. But these are some of the most uncomfortable things women are exposed to on a daily basis. The problem is that sometimes it does not just stop at being catcalled or someone making a comment as you walk by. It starts being physical, where people grope you in public or even just insulting you when you do not respond to their advances. You know, men will start to call you names like bitch or whore or slut just because you did not respond to their inappropriate advances. I feel like in the way that they would want, where, you know, I feel like they feel like you are supposed to feel excited that they're doing that to you. You know, you're supposed to appreciate that, excuse me, that they are even making such advances to you. God forbid you don't even like how they speak to you, because that's just disrespect. I feel like that's how they take it. And you know, we've seen movements of women who have tried to claim these words, like having a baddest bitch, being the baddest bitch that you can be, and just, yeah, turning them into positive words and a form of empowerment for women. But I just don't see, even if you could claim the word, I feel like for me, even if I did claim a word, it just, there would be a person who makes a comment and then immediately that word turns back into the violent, into its violent nature. So I just cannot appreciate that. But you know, I like, you know, the bad bitch music type of the bad music genre. Though, man, the bad bitch music, like your Saweetie's and City Girls, Megan Thee Stallion, you know, those girls, I like that type of music because it does make you feel confident. It does make you feel like, you know, you're the baddest bitch. I just thought of something. You know what I hate the most? This is mostly in relation to movies. How you see, mostly in like action movies, when the leading actor, you know, is a man, but they always seem to come across a woman at some point in the movie. Or maybe that's the theme of the movie, that the man is a spy an agent of the FBI or something, who comes and there's a victim woman who needs to be saved. Or like if you're James Bond, then you'll meet like women in your working on a mission, then you meet women who just, to me, I feel like they're meant to be distractions to these men, to these quote powerful men. To me, I just feel like those images like that just reinforces the gender stereotypes, like how men are saviors and stuff like that, and we become accustomed to images like that and to treatment like that, to a point where we do not see the problematic nature of these standards. I love the 50 Shades trilogy. I read the books and then I watched the movies, all of them. And now when I look back on it, I just feel like we see how Anastasia Steele was sexualized by Christian Grey from like the moment she fell into his office. You know, but like we overlook these things, I guess, because this is how romance has been sold to us in movies and in books and even songs. You know, it's always the same storyline, like a naive girl meets a handsome man who shows her all the things she's been missing, and now, like, automatically the man becomes responsible for her sexual awakening or like her sexual liberation, because somehow before him she didn't know anything, and she now she's like a stronger woman because of it. Like, she couldn't have done it without him. And that's really like the thing that I hate the most about those types of movies, you know. But anyway, okay, so sexualization. So being sexualized means that people choose things to value about you. Things like your physical appearance, and somehow you're just made into a thing for other people's sexual use. And you start to internalize these things as normal, like paying attention to physical appearance, to your physical appearance, or having appearance anxiety, feeling shame, and just like, or having lack of sexual assertiveness. It's even worse, I think, when it gets to the sexual objectification. Now you as a person start to believe these things and start to treat them as normal behavior. You know, for me, my sexual liberation was a product of this. I used to get into relationships where I wasn't even appreciated as a person, and simply because I thought it was normal, you know, because it had been a recurring theme in my life. It had happened so many times that it just became normal to me to think that that is how people acted. So if I started to treat them like one night stands or friends with benefits, then I had more control over the situation. That way they can't do it to me or like have those feelings towards me. And this like affected my ability to be intimate with people, and also having like a bunch of issues related to my body image, and just hating, I think, because of the things I hated my body because of the things I was exposed to. At some point, I feel like I couldn't even walk outside by myself during the daylight or during the day at some point, because of the anxiety that I had over how I looked. You know, the struggle right now comes with having to unlearn these behaviors that had become so normal to me. You know, you can have as many boundaries for myself as possible, but over how I treat people in relationships and how I will respond to people who initiate these relationships with me, but I still would not have any control over what a man thinks or how they treat me as a person. And this is why I felt like, this is why I'm saying it's a violent thing, because, you know, every day you live with these feelings about yourself, where you're constantly in doubt, constantly judging yourself, constantly overthinking situations, comments that people would make. And you know, you live your life every day with these feelings towards yourself, and you like, in a way, you project them out to other people, and you expect to be treated the way that you think of yourself because of what happened to you before. It's a lot of things, I think, that could be categorized as a form of being sexualized. I'm sure that I haven't even addressed, but you know, like I said, this is a broad topic with like many different aspects to it. You know, to me, I just feel like, you know, there isn't, I feel like before I started paying attention to these patterns in like movies or like books or like in music, then I would not have noticed, you know, the patterns within my own life. And yeah, I just, yeah, it's all about like discovering, I think, how how this whole thing affects you. And yeah, and just how you deal with it as a person. And you know, you cannot have control over everyone, even though I feel like it may affect you, like what people may say or like the type of comments they make. It's just important to not react in a way that will bring you self-harm, I think. So yeah, I think after this, I've covered a lot, I think. Yes, so thank you so much for listening, and yeah, catch you on the next episode. Bye.